Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Today, I want to touch on a couple of different things when it comes down to the crypto markets. The first being JP Morgan flip-flopping and starting to explore a crypto asset strategy and appointing a new person internally to explore a crypto asset strategy, including custody for crypto assets, which I think in some cases is counterintuitive to what Jamie Dimon has said in the past, basically slamming Bitcoin as for fraud and then talking about custody solutions for Bitcoin as well. I then want to talk about just the general market sentiment right now, because I think it's pretty incredible how fast, how quickly things flip-flop. And the second the market goes down 10, 20%, maybe 10% for Bitcoin, 20% for some of these altcoins, after a pretty decent move over the month of October, over the month of April and May, people are freaking out again. People are doom and gloom. The world's over. And I think there's a couple threads on Reddit right now that are pretty funny, pretty hilarious, and pretty atypical of how things end up panning out. And then lastly, I want to look at Binance, the BNB coin, because they increased their referral fees and it directly impacted the price of Binance. Pretty interesting to think about, and how maybe other companies will end up using something like this, because it's pretty fascinating, at least in my opinion. Quick shout out too to everybody that I saw this week for the blockchain week in New York, for Consensus and all that type of stuff. I'm sure you've seen varying things online about Consensus, about how good of an event or bad of an event it was. But really, in a lot of respects, I think it was just people wanting to get together in one city to hang out and talk about cryptocurrency, blockchain tech, all that type of stuff. And there were a number of different people that I got a chance to meet, hang out with, including like last night, Carter Thomas, Chris Dunn, Korean Jew, Sally, I Love Crypto, bunch of people that I've had, Randy Marsh from Twitter, bunch of Twitter people, Luke Collins, Venture Coinist. There were a bunch of awesome people I got a chance to meet and or to hang out with again. So shout out to all those other people. And it was awesome. And I mean, just as far as future advice, I do think that there are going to be a lot of people in the future that, from like a Consensus event perspective, they'll probably go to the city that Consensus is in and just not pay the $2,000 or $3,000 for a ticket, and then just bounce around the different happy hours and things like that, which is what I think a lot of people are going to end up doing next year, because that's kind of the feeling that I got from the event as a whole. But let's hop into the actual content and discussion for today, and we'll take a look over. This came out yesterday, but JP Morgan, this was maybe 12, 16 hours ago at this point in time, but JP Morgan has asked one of their employees, Oliver Harris, to head their crypto asset strategy. And this isn't necessarily crypto trading yet, but this is somebody that has been involved in the fintech division of JP Morgan recently and is now taking over some of the crypto strategy that the firm is undergoing. And this is on top of the back of Goldman announcing that they will be exploring Bitcoin crypto asset trading as well, opening up a crypto trading desk. So first you have Goldman jumping in, then you have JP Morgan jumping in. And this is also obviously after Jamie Dimon came out famously, and this was back in September. I remember this pretty vividly. This was back in September when Jamie Dimon came out and called Bitcoin a fraud, said it was used by drug dealers, criminals, and that it had no real purpose, and essentially that he'd fire anybody that used, basically he said, I quote, "I'd fire them in a second for two reasons. It's against our rules and they're stupid and both are dangerous," when he was referring to if a JP Morgan trader tried to trade Bitcoin. Now they're literally evaluating, this was back in September, so whatever that is, 8 months ago. Now they're actively evaluating a crypto asset strategy. Specifically, Business Insider did say that this was not in regards to the actual trading of cryptocurrencies, but some other different projects. But then they specifically mentioned custody of crypto as well. So, you know, you might not actively be trading per se, but if you're also going to be handling the custody, holding the Bitcoin or the crypto assets for your clients or internally, that's still pretty counterintuitive to saying Bitcoin is a fraud and a lot of these other crypto assets are a fraud. So I do think it's interesting. I do think it's pretty funny, but I also do think that, you know, a company like Goldman comes out and starts talking like, hey, we're evaluating this stuff, we're getting all this positive press, You know, I'm sure some people are not excited about the thought of Goldman and cryptocurrency, but other people certainly might be. But outside of that, I do really think that this is going to be the start of just bank after bank after bank saying, hey, we're exploring cryptocurrency. We're doing this. We're doing that. Because they can sit there and they can talk about these crypto assets and they can say Bitcoin is a fraud. This stuff is BS. It's not real. But if they do that and they sit back and they don't do anything about Bitcoin and crypto assets or trading it or allowing their clients, their high net worth clients, to invest in it, whatever it might be, and somebody like Goldman is coming out and making money off this stuff, their investors are going to say, why aren't you getting involved in this stuff when Goldman is getting a lead? Why aren't you doing this? So what I think you'll probably end up seeing is this kind of start of people just raising their hands and saying, hey, we're looking at this stuff. We're looking at this stuff. Even if they don't necessarily believe in it, they're not going to want to get left behind, because that's all it's going to take is one company out there, like a Goldman, or now in this case, maybe a JP Morgan, to get the lead on like banking cryptocurrency, whether it's trading or if it's custody or whatever it might be, just client relations. Then the other banks are going to be sitting there and their investors are going to be not happy with them. So I do think it's going to be pretty funny to watch this end up playing out. And I do think you're going to see a race for banks to try to get into the crypto asset space, because there is a lot of money to be made here. And that is ultimately, these are not for profit companies, as we all know. So I think that's something to certainly keep an eye on outside of just the hypocrisy and flip-flopping here. Second thing I want to talk about is Binance. So Binance actually, you may be familiar with this, maybe you're not, but obviously Binance has a pretty significant referral program where if somebody refers you, I have a referral link that's usually in the description. If somebody refers you to Binance and you sign up through their link, then Binance will pay that individual that referred you a certain percentage of your trading fees. It doesn't charge you anything extra, but that individual, that refer, will receive a certain portion of your trading fees. It used to be 50%, and then Binance dropped it to 20%. They came out recently, about 6 hours ago, today on May 18th, and said, hey, we're actually going to double your referral commission if you hold over 500 BNB tokens or more. So that's It's not a small amount of dollars. It's about, I think it, roughly it's about $7,000 worth of BNB token that you need to hold. But depending upon the size of your referral pool, holding $7,000 of BNB tokens that may or may not appreciate, to double your referral commissions, or to double your income essentially from those referral commissions, that could be a pretty attractive bargain. For a lot of people. So when you pop over on the charts here, granted it's fallen off a little bit, but you can see about 6 hours ago when the announcement happened, the price of BNB went up about 25% or so, 26%, because there were all the number one people that are buying on the back of the news, or just buying into the news, and then also the individuals that maybe don't have BNB tokens, that don't have 500 BNB tokens, but want to start making double the referral commission, they're able to do that now if they just buy that BNB. So you've seen this happen kind of over the course, and I do think it's going to be interesting to watch how this pans out, because it's a pretty large incentive for a good number of people to be holding BNB tokens and not do anything with them, just keep them on Binance, because you are getting 2x of what you would make otherwise. So I do think it's something to keep an eye out on for. I myself personally will probably end up doing this. So, just for the case of myself, for full transparency, having a Binance referral link that back in December and January and November, when the market went nuts, a lot of people signed up through my referral link. So I think it makes sense to have the 500 BNB tokens, at some point in time for me. So I'm looking at that. Maybe I'll see if it settles down a tiny bit in the next few hours, but it's already pulled back. But I do think that could be a potential nice indicator for Binance in the future, and it might lock up quite a bit of funds for some people. I don't think it's going to be a massive, massive game changer, but I also do think that there are going to be some other companies out there that might look at this and say, that's an interesting idea, and maybe you might start to see this implemented elsewhere. Who knows what will end up happening there. Lastly, let's talk about some of the market sentiment on Reddit. Now, this is funny, and I do think that this, personally, this gives me a little bit of a laugh. I do feel bad in some respects, but here we go. So why is it that crypto goes down every effing day? Down, down, red, 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 every effing day. And people say this is the future. At least the dot-com bubble shit went up every day. I swear to God, every time I invest in any coin, it is always going down. Is anyone making any money other than shorting these shit coins? I'm sure this person, you know, maybe got in January, February, and it's been a rough go, obviously. But I do think it is pretty funny. I mean, this is an account with over 2 years old. So you'd think, I mean, if it's over 2 years old, you probably bought Bitcoin at less than $2,000. Can you really be complaining that much? Maybe they didn't, you know, invest in it back then, but it's Bitcoin bag holder. But I do think that this is really a very much like a new individual market sentiment where, you know, they're getting in. And these are the type of individuals that end up capitulating out of the market, in my opinion. Granted, this account has been around for 2 years, but it is pretty funny, man. I look at this. I don't want to say this is an indicator to buy more, but you start seeing this more and more and more. And that's the sign that retail money is just getting tired and beaten up and can't take it anymore. And I do think that there is something to be said about patience and developing a strategy. If you're not happy with the way the market is moving, you have a couple different options. You can cash out and move on, or you can cash out and try and buy back in lower if you do think things are going lower. Or if you want, you can short the market. That is always that's always an opportunity. That's always a possibility as well. So I think that, you know, when you're looking at how a lot of this is functioning and the overall sentiment, like right now, it's amazing how quickly the sentiment in crypto flips from, hey, we're going to 10K, we're going to, you know, we're going to the moon, 12K, 14K, and then Bitcoin does not break $10,000, and then you have everybody and their mom calling for $3,000 Bitcoin, $4,000 Bitcoin, whatever it might be. I think it's pretty incredible how the sentiment just can switch so incredibly, incredibly quickly. And it's pretty funny to watch in my mind. I'll pull this up on the day chart. You know, less than, how many days ago were we as I'm pulling this up? Maybe 2 weeks ago or so, everybody was talking about how Bitcoin is going to crush it. It's going to, you know, go up. Bitcoin's going to the moon after it bounced from 64 all the way up to about $10,000. Now we pulled back about 18% from the highs there. And we're talking about heading back to 5K or heading back to 6K, 5K. People out there talking about $3,000, $2,000. The sentiment changes so quickly and it's hard to keep your head on straight and ignore some of the noise. And I'm not a perma bull by any stretch. I'm not at all. But I do think that, you know, sometimes you gotta to just sit back and relax and ignore some of the people that are freaking the hell out and develop your own strategies. Like I said, if you're, you know, more comfortable cashing out, moving that into fiat, US dollars, euros, whatever it might be, if you want to short the market, go ahead and do that too. But the sentiment flips on like a daily basis are just absolutely hysterical to me, and I fully, fully enjoy them. So I think Reddit right now is just becoming a fantastic indicator of how crazy this market is getting as a whole. When people just don't see their investments go up every day, yes, things have gone down basically every single day for the past 13 days, but they were up a significant amount following that. So we'll have to see how things end up panning out. Outside of that, guys, would love your comments and thoughts on this video below. Let me know. If you are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell. And if you've been here for a while, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Helps to get this video out to as many people as possible. And if you're listening on the podcast, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.